This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Chris Dahlmanzon. Budget cuts have left little to no room for school districts to create new programs. Despite this, one local educator found a way to launch a new summer learning program. And now, that's also in jeopardy. For KAZU, Kelsey Pano reports.
It feels like summertime at Delray Woods Elementary School in Seaside. The playground is empty. No one is walking in the halls, but class is underway in two rooms.
Ted. Excellent. So what
about 20 6- and 7-year-olds sit at small round desks reading aloud. Most of these students have limited English speaking skills. Today, they're focusing on vowel sounds.
I'm going to circle home.
Brooke McGee is one of the student teachers in the classroom.
They are first graders getting ready to go into second grade who are having a little bit of trouble with reading and writing.
Helping kids who are behind is pretty traditional for summer school. One thing that makes this program different is the student-to-teacher ratio. Instead of just one teacher, this class has 17.
I think the really unique part of this program is the one-on-one attention that they're getting. In a class of 20, 25, 30, they're not able to really get the attention they need, and teachers are not able to customize according to their needs.
This program is called the Summer Literacy Lab. Here, students spend an intense 17 days working on things like pronunciation, word recognition, and reading. The program was founded 3 years ago by Cal State Teach instructor Roger Dahl. He wanted to create a new approach to summer school.
Summer school should not be a program where you redo what the kids failed at during the school year. Let's try something different, a little paradigm shift, a little change of course.
Beyond the student-teacher ratio, another difference is how the teachers decide what to teach. It's highly data-driven. They test students every day.
We give them a whole bunch of tests, determine where they are, and we teach to those tests. Every single day we look back and what are those kids doing?
Making the Summer Literacy Lab a reality took a patchwork of funding. First, Dahl received some seed money from the Yellow Brick Road Benefit Shop, a secondhand store in Carmel known for supporting local education programs. From there, Dahl secured space from the Monterey Peninsula Unified School District, then recruited volunteer student teachers from CalTeach. That's the teacher accreditation program in the California State University system. The final piece of the puzzle was a federal education grant that covered the cost of two professional teachers. But that grant runs out this year, putting the whole program in jeopardy. This frustrates Dahl.
I've oftentimes thought that education is kind of an anti-business model. In business, if something works, you replicate it. Education, sometimes, if it's successful, they pull the money away.
One person who is confident the program won't go away is Tafra Pernsley. She's the principal of Highland Elementary School in Seaside. For the past 3 years, her students have attended the Summer Literacy Lab.
We will do everything we can to continue the model. It's just good practice.
She knows the program works because tests show all students in the summer lab improved their reading skills. She also hears it from parents.
Almost every single conference that I participated in this last year, the parents, some were teary with gratitude, and others, you know, just made the comment, you know, wish we could have this level of support for their child all year long.
For now, Dahl just hopes to save the summer program he's created, and he's optimistic he'll find a way to make that happen. For KAZU News, I'm Kelsey Pano.